Hello, this is Sample Man 7, and you're listening to the best radio station on the planet.
Bear Radio!
This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup. This is Spunk Daddy, Ron Serratia.
We're with Daddy Bear Rocco.
And we're enjoying our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup. Have you been wondering where to go or who to do this summer? Check out these fantastic bear events from BearGuide.net, resources for bears, and other online sources. Starting out, spanning the weekend of June 16th, 17th, 18th, the Mr. Bears of Toronto contest, hosted by Bear Radio musical superstar Kendall. I'll also be reading a story from Bear Lust there myself during the festivities. Beginning the 19th of June is Southern High Bear Nation in Melbourne, Australia. Beginning the 23rd of June, Big Bash Sin City 2006 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Starting also June 23rd, Wolf's Fest in Columbus, Ohio. Starting June 29th, Bear Quake 6, our biggest disaster yet, in Los Angeles, California. Beginning the 30th of June, Bear All 2006 in Atlanta, Georgia. On July 1st starts Bear Ruckus 2006 in Salt Lake City, Utah. On the 2nd of July, I-Men 2006 gathering in rural Maryland near the Pennsylvania border. On the 7th of July starts Bear Weekend 2 in Proctor, West Virginia. On the 7th of July also starts Bears in the Heat in Wichita, Kansas. Also on the 7th of July starts the Minnesota Bear Ball 2006 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. On the 8th of July, running through the 15th of July, my pals at the P-Town Bears present Provincetown Bear Week. And on July 20th through the 23rd, the Music City Bears present Bear Jam 2006 in Nashville, Tennessee. Here's a little audio from their website.
Daddy, Daddy, I heard the carnival is in town.
The carnival, son? Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, what kind of attractions do you think they'll have this year?
Well, I heard they've got a freak show, games, music, and bears everywhere.
Bears everywhere?
Uh-huh.
Well, in that case, I think you better stay home, son. This is Daddy's kind of carnival.
Step right up, folks. Come on, come all. The Music City Bears presents Bear Jam 2006 Country Carnival in Nashville, Tennessee, July 20th through 23rd. A fun four-day festival of freaks, food, and frolic where you and all your furry friends can let it all hang out. You just won't believe the wonders we have in store for you.
Bearpalooza is back with a full day of live music at Nashville's renowned Third Lindsay Bar and Grill, featuring nine hot bear performers in a musical extravaganza.
So come on down to Bear Jam Country Carnival. Get your tickets and book your hotel reservations now by going to www.musiccitybears.com/bearjam.
So call the babysitter, because this ain't no kitty fair.
Sounds like a good time to me. On the 21st of July is Bear Galicia 2006 in Vigo, Spain. Also on that date starts Bear Camp 2006 Inferno, Columbus, Ohio. On July 28th, the MCA 12th Annual Super Weekend in Oklahoma City. On July 29th, kicks off the bear program of the first World Out Games in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. On August 2nd, Lazy Bear Weekend in Guerneville, California. And on August 25th, the Vermont Bear Film Festival in Brattleboro, Vermont, which I hope to be attending again this year. And that's your Summer Bear Run Roundup. Before we announce the winner of our Bear Soup Joke Contest, we have this bear tale for you. Bill's all excited about his brand spanking new bear hunting rifle. So he mounts a gun rack in his old Ford, packs his truck, and drives from Oklahoma all the way cross country to
go bear hunting in Alaska. The first bear he sees in Alaska is a little brown bear, and he kills it with his first shot. There's a tap on his shoulder, and he turns around to see a big black bear. The black bear says,
"This isn't your lucky day, pal. You just blew away my best buddy, Barney. You've got two choices. One, I maul you to death, or two, we have sex."
So Bill blows the bear. His throat is sore for days, but he drives back and recovers and vows revenge.
Soon as he can manage,
Bill heads out on another trip to Alaska, and he finds that black bear and shoots him right between the eyes. At that moment, there is a tap on his shoulder. A huge grizzly is standing right behind him and says,
"That was a big mistake. That was my best buddy, Bernie. Now, you've got two choices. Either I maul you to death or we have sex."
This time, Bill bends over and the bear pulls him hard. Bill survives, but he's bleeding really bad, like really hurting. He ruins the seat of his Ford on the ride back to Oklahoma, but he drags his very sorry ass into bed. It takes weeks to recover, and he's fit to be tied. Sure enough, as soon as his ass heals, Bill heads back to Alaska and finds the grizzly and shoots him at point-blank range. There's a tap on his shoulder. Yes, he turns around to find an enormous polar bear, and the polar bear says,
"You don't really come here for the hunting, do you, Bill?"
So, who's the winner of the bear soup joke contest? How many bears does it take to screw in a light bulb? Many great submissions came in. The bear tribe has spoken, though. The votes have been tabulated, and the winner of the Bear Soup Joke Contest, who will receive an autographed copy of Bear Lust, is John Adams, who sent in the response, "Just one. Tell him it's your nipple and you like it really rough."
Thank you. And thanks to everyone who sent in a response.
Losers always whine about their best.
But take heart, everyone. You can order Bear Lust from Inside Out Book Club, TLA Books, Amazon.com, and disreputable purveyors of bear smut everywhere. Whoops, the darn drain's clogged with fur again, so gotta go. This is Spunk Daddy's Bear Soup. Thanks for joining us here exclusively on the Bear Radio Network.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.